tonight, Baralocha. Chaf. Chaf Shvat. So we said yesterday, three people have eaten together, and if one benched without making the Zimun, so the two can still be Mezamein, using him as a Tziruf, even though he benched already. If he was not Mezamein with someone else, if he didn't join another group, but if he just benched, then they can do it when he finishes his benching. Even when he finishes his benching. Really, they should wait till he finishes his benching so that he answers with them. And so they should wait till he finishes his benching. If you have a lot of people that did it, even Rov of the group, but you still have two that didn't bench yet, they can still be Mezamein with taking one of the people that benched already. Now, what about if there's 10? So then, if there's 10, then even if three, now usually what happens is by a chasana, you'll have a group of 10, and three people will make a zimun, and then they'll go away. So you'll say, wait a second, we want to bench B'Shem, but then you can't, because they made a zimun, they joined another group. But if three people, not more, but if three people benched without making a zimun, if the ratio is 7 and 3, then they could even bench B'Shem. This din about still using people that were part of your group and they happened to bench, so you can still use them even though they benched already, as long as they didn't join another zimun, but they benched already, so you can use them. So just to make a zimun, doesn't matter how many people did it, as long as two people did not bench. Right? It's the rove. Two people didn't bench yet, so they could take a third. By Lazamin B'Shem, then you need 7 and 3. So if three people did it, then the seven could still bench B'Shem, using the three as their tziruf. But not if four did it. And even the three, though, it's only if they didn't make another zimun, if they stand bench. But if they made another zimun, then they blew it, and you can't make zimun anymore.